This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones.
Yo, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones.
It's fun.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man's a saint. You watch your mouth.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That was the real Hank Hill saying he likes Alex Jones. That's Mike Judge, the voice and creator of Hank Hill. So see, Hank Hill likes me. An engineer, a patriot, a father, Mike Judge, but the MSM doesn't. See how that works? Beavis and Butthead like the show, but not MSNBC, not CNN. Isn't that funny? But getting serious here, this is part of 4 hours at least of live coverage of the Megyn Kelly disinformation piece that is a definite deep state production by every yardstick. I have clips we're going to play today, from today, of CNN and other channels saying I'm a virus, that I'm the worst person on earth, that I shouldn't even be allowed to be on air. And there's all these shows making jokes about me talking about human-animal chimeras. So I just keep hammering on that. Just like estrogen mimickers causing massive cancer and sexual confusion in the water supply, they make jokes about that. You know, the gay frogs. They are so scared, ladies and gentlemen. They are so scared of just the fact that we're here pointing out what they're really doing. For 30 years, they've had human-animal chimeras. Now it's all over scientific journals. They've legalized it in the United States. But they all say he's insane and says that there's half-human, half-animal creations that don't have rights and should have rights. I'm going to force that issue out because that'll expose the nanotech, the genetic engineering, all of it. Then they also say everywhere, I don't believe in the moon landings. That's not true either. We have a bigger space program than they even tell you. And that's been admitted. Something like 80-something percent of it. It's secret. You know, I love how when they had that experimental X whatever it is space plane land a few months ago, they had guys out there in spacesuits all around it in case microbes in space got on it. And they're not worried about on this planet creating new species that can jump species, which is already happening. That's the real threat. It's already happened. But I'm digressing. We're not gonzo journalism. We don't make the story about us. The media's done that, but they create a straw man and then they demonize it. And Megyn Kelly, the quotes are out there, said, I'm not doing a hit piece. I'm doing a nice piece. You can trust me. You've got my word. We're going to play some of those clips coming up. So I played the pre-interview just to show that when you see the hit piece of all hit pieces, she's a liar. And then I know in the promo piece they edited things together that didn't make sense. So we have it recorded. People say, when will you release it? Probably a couple days. I mean, I guess I could upload it all raw. But I wanted to just be able to show you clips of where they had me edited and then show you what I really said. So it's illustrative. But who knows? I may just lazily release the whole thing tonight. You know what? Let's start loading it in the computers. Should we start the upload right now? I don't know. What do you think? We're going to cover it live, too. Our show starts in about 2 hours. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know how this is going to end. You globalists want to destroy our country, attack our families, make us poor, bring in radical jihadists. You want to fight? You better believe you got one. And I expect this fight. I expect it. These people are lying scum that have lied about WMDs in multiple countries to go invade them, get our troops killed, overthrow secular governments, and then put Al-Qaeda and ISIS-type trash in. They lied with dead babies in incubators with their brains bashed out in Kuwait. Never happened. They admit it never happened. But the PR firm and CNN, 1990. To launch a war that killed millions of people and turned the Middle East over to Al-Qaeda. It's bipartisan. Do they tell you you're not supposed to question mass shootings and other events when governments have been caught over and over again? Like in Operation Northwoods, declassified in 2000, talked about the government wanting to stage mass shootings in America to take our freedoms. ABC News. So, of course, I've wargamed and questioned many multiple events, but I, looking at it, think that Newtown did happen. But I'm not the creator of people questioning Newtown and Sandy Hook. My guest covered it. I've covered it. We've looked at it. Why do they have PR firms in Bloomberg and all the media now saying, on Father's Day, he goes on TV. That's the promos now. We knew it was coming. On Father's Day, Jones dare go on air and tell the families that their children didn't die coming up. Jones picked Father's Day. No, they told me it wouldn't be about Newtown, but then I told them I thought Newtown happened on tape. So they edited it and had me say it didn't happen, basically, in their promo. And then they go to the families and say, oh, see, he's sending people to harass you. And it's all the media hyping it, all the media pushing it, all the media. I mean, I hardly ever even talk about Newtown. It's one of, you know, unfortunately, hundreds of mass shootings the last 50 years. It's incredible. But see, on CNN and Fox and everywhere, they have the talking point. If we interview dictators and child molesters and murderers, we can interview Jones. That's what the good guy will say. You know, the pro First Amendment. Well, Jones is the worst human on earth, but he's got free speech. And the other host, no, he's even worse because he's a virus. I'm effective. I'm effective. I'm effective because I tell the truth and I remind people and I go, oh, here's Gruber saying, thank God you're so dumb. We're going to triple prices and rip you off. And then I show Gruber saying, I never said that. Or I show you clips of Comey on May 3rd and on June 8th saying no one tried to influence me, nobody obstructed justice. And then I show the news saying it never happened, we're insane. They use my name and go, fake news Alex Jones, and fake news Mike Cernovich, and fake news Posobiec. They just made it up. And I go, oh really, I made it up? Here's the clips. They don't like the fact that millions of people, oh, by the way, they're really upset because the graph is steadily going up. We had a big peak at the election, 80-something million people in 1 week tuned in, and it went down some, but it's compared to before the election, we're at a new plateau. We went up the top of a mesa, and you know, we hit a peak and then kind of went down off of it, but we're still going into the high country. We're going up, 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 like Icarus. And by the way, I use that example because I know how things ended for Icarus. I'm not trying to fly high towards the sun on some personal mission of power. I'm doing this because these evil, pedophile, globalist, New World Order, radical Islamist pushing trash, they got to have somebody belly up to them and give them a fight. And I'm just so honored to be in this position. So whatever they do, just like I always tell them, do whatever you got to do. You serve your God, I serve mine. That's the way the cow ate the cabbage, isn't it? Now, here's what's coming up today. We've got Mike Cernovich in studio. We've got Posobiec joining us. We've got a bunch of other special guests joining us. We've got Steve Pachinik popping in. We've got Roger Stone. Everybody on the subject of the big Megyn Kelly interview. And quite frankly, I think I've only held my own against their deception and evil and corruption. Everybody's saying I'm this big genius, you know, I've destroyed them, and they're so discredited. She discredited herself, lying and saying it would be a puff piece when obviously they said they're re-editing it to make it even worse. Hell, they already blew my head up on the camera and you know did all this other stuff. It's obvious and lit me from below and edited things. But there's a graphic out there where I'm supposedly playing Megyn like a fiddle. How to play MSM. MSM plays itself if you just challenge it, if you just speak up against it, if you just say no to it. But right now, this is from some of the audio I recorded like 3 weeks ago before Megyn Kelly came here, where she just butters me up and then tells me she's, not going to be mean and all this stuff. And then it was the most vicious interview I've ever been through. And she just kept asking the same question until she thought she'd get another answer to somehow edit it together. And I've got more of the phone conversations. It's just there's so much of it. But I don't even want to release all this stuff. I've told NBC, on your website, just post the whole interview, the final interview of three you did that day, or I guess four, that, the 110-minute one or so, 105-minute. Just post that on ABC News or NBC News on your website so people can actually hear what I said instead of what you edited. And I won't release all the other hours. Most big news sites, when they do a big interview, do that to begin with. But see, they want to misrepresent what I said. They want to lie about what I've said. On Father's Day, to open up wounds and say, on Father's Day, Jones lost his children in a custody battle. Not true. Jones did all these horrible things and is evil. Jones, says firefighters blew up the World Trade Center. Never said that. But that's how they misrepresent. If I say criminal elements of my government work with the Saudis, were ordered to stand down, I've had members of Congress on that have seen the documents, 28 pages, Walter Jones, you name it, they just misrepresent and say, Jones says firefighters blew the building. Jones says gays deserve to die at the Pulse nightclub. When I said the opposite, why are gays calling to bring in radical unvetted Muslims when they target them all over the world and kill them? It's the opposite. But she said, you said gays deserve to die. I said, no, I didn't. She goes, yes, you did. You said the kids deserve to die at Manchester. No, I didn't. It's just misrepresent. I know it's in the interview because I was there. And I told her, I said, I'm not recording this. Will probably have me hold up my phone when I'm not recording it. But I went, but other people are. So it's all going to be deception. And I warned her. I warned her in the middle of it. I said, you better watch out. Don't it look like Katie Couric, who edited video, but people said, got in a lot of trouble. Let's go out to break with Megyn Kelly, some of the excerpts from our phone conversation.
All I can do is give you my word and tell you, if there's one thing about me, I do what I say I'm going to do, and I don't double cross. It's not going to be some gotcha hit piece, I promise you that.
They call you the most paranoid man in America. Is that true?
So it's like an investigative report into fake news?
No. What we're doing?
Yeah, come on.
No, hell no.
But just so you know, like all the Sandy Hook things, I've had debates where I'm showing both sides where I go back and forth, but I believe people died there.
When you say parents faked their children's death, people get very angry.
She didn't show in her promo video that I said I believe Sandy Hook happened.
You just became very fascinating to me. I just sort of thought you were this maybe... one-dimensional guy, like this is your thing. My goal is for your listeners and the left, who will be watching some on NBC to say, wow, That was really interesting.
The media never covers all the evil wars it's promoted, all the
that
big
things. That
doesn't
excuse what you did and said about Newtown.
Here's the difference.
I promise you, when it's over, you'll say, absolutely, she did what she said she was going to do, and you'll be fine with it. I'm not looking to portray you as some boogeyman or... any sort of a gotcha moment.
Sandy Hook, 9/11. That's a dodge.
I just want to talk about you. I want people to get to know you. And the craziest thing of all would be if some of the people who have this, insane version of you in their heads walk away saying, you know what? I see, the dad in him. I see the guy who loves those kids and who is more complex than I've been led to believe.
We didn't get any of the really important stuff.
What do you mean? We talk about all the important stuff.
This is not going to be a contentious, sort of gotcha exchange.
If I didn't take the challenge, then good, or at least an open heart, would be hiding from evil. Mike Cernovich with his great team put that together from Cernovich Media. That's why I'm teaming up with him. I love him. So much energy. We're right on the same wavelength. It's amazing. Powerful Jedi. And, of course, his video has 4 million views on one platform, 5 million on another. 9 million views. That's about half of what her whole show tonight will have. You see, just a little bit.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, blind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace men.
This should be a jam-packed segment, and I have former head of psychological operations, the CIA, State Department, you name it, Dr. Steve Pachinik popping in. He believes, like a lot of law enforcement, I know, that Sandy Hook was completely synthetic. My intel is that I've seen the parents, and it looks real to me, and I can't prove something 100%, I'm not going to go there. We know governments have staged things, you have a right to question it. They have misrepresented me in the media for years, that I'm the creator of all this. They say in the news every day that I'm bullying families and sending people to their houses. But I've been saying for years, don't do that. So I have to come out and not let the media misrepresent where I'm at and where I stand. But you have a total right to question Sandy Hook. You know, I'm tempted to make a documentary about it just from my own hellish experience. It's like the babies in the incubators. I mean, they said 100 of them got their brains bashed out, you know, everything. None of it was true. I remember hearing that when I was in high school and thinking, man, I hope we nuke the Iraqis or whatever. And it was, none of it was true. So there's so many cases of that. And then when Madeleine Albright says, yeah, 500,000 kids died, big deal, it was good. When Clinton tripled the sanctions, he thought Bush was bad, tripled the sanctions of Bush 41 onto the children. And she said, 500,000 is a good price to pay. I mean, I can play the clip if you want. It's well known with Leslie Stahl. And she made similar statements. So the cold-bloodedness of 500,000 kids, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. But then we question governments like this that are this cold-blooded, that just turned the whole Middle East over to the Islamicists. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you hate families, you hear about it. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they go, oh, Jones is running from this. No, I've been saying since it happened, I don't know if the official story was true or not. And now if you can't prove it one way or the other, there's some anomalies. But the parents look pretty legitimate to me, and I feel sorry for them as a parent myself, that I've got to sit here and say, okay, well, then, you know, mass shootings happen. They've planed out. They're getting rarer since the 90s. Don't blame gun owners. Don't project that onto other parents that have guns to protect themselves. Just like if somebody runs over somebody in a car, if ISIS kills somebody in a truck, do you blame Ford? Do you blame Mercedes? So, again, ladies and gentlemen, the same liberal media that tells us if three Palestinian men stab an Israeli policewoman to death and then the police shoot those three men, the BBC headline was, Israelis kill three Palestinians. And then a footnote later after they stabbed a woman to death. And I'm not even against the Palestinians or anybody. I just don't like lying like that. This media that says kill Trump everywhere, murder Trump everywhere. And then they're hyping congressmen being shot and conservatives being killed. And then when it actually starts happening, they say, well, okay, it's just politics. That's what Wolf Blitzer had a guest on about. Killing people, you know, okay. But then, oh my gosh, I question an official story why I'm the worst man on earth. By the way, Jack Posobiec and others are going to be joining us that were there and were part of the Central Park event where they have American flags, a guy dressed up like Trump. Clearly the president, they admit it's the president in simulation, then they murder him, and then they have the nerve to go, oh, it's a 500-year-old play from the most famous playwright, William Shakespeare. you people don't even know what you're talking about. Clearly, it's Trump. But what about Madonna saying blow up the White House? And all this, it's all over the news saying kill Trump and his supporters. But then they play this mind game where they go, oh, no, we're not talking about Trump. You're crazy. You made it up. I saw newspapers when I tweeted this Friday night when it happened in Central Park. Because I was in contact with the activists right up until the time it happened. And they were like, look at Jones, doesn't even know what a Shakespeare play is. That's nothing to do with Trump. That's a Julius Caesar. Yeah, the simulated murder of a king or a leader dressed up like Trump with American flags in a congressional setting, like they're killing him in the U.S. Senate, just like they did 2,000 plus years ago in Rome. But again, the left plays these games and goes, conspiracy theorist Jones claims this is Trump. And they go, yeah, that's his wild imagination. See, they control reality. They're going to simulate killing Trump in front of you. They're going to chant kill Trump at the event. They're going to admit they're doing it. But then they're going to tell you it didn't exist. Those videos are coming up. But first, I want to play you Brian Stelter. And I don't mean to make fun of his appearance, but we've all seen like a three-year-old or a five-year-old try to act like they're tough or like they're a man when they bow up and, you know, act like they're in charge. And your three-year-old son, you know, decides he's the boss one day and goes, no, Daddy, I'm the boss, and walks over and kicks you in the chin. It's like this Humpty Dumpty wimp who always sits up there with this real authoritative saying that he's a big man, like Tom Brokaw and all of them acting like they're big, tough men. I am so sick of it. Tom Brokaw says, I'm a, quote, total racist, and then shows no proof. You're the fake news. You people are desperate, and you think destroying me will help you. We've never had ratings this high in the summer. This is the second highest ratings we've ever had since the election. On election week, we've never had more financial support. We've never had more affiliates. We've never had more. I went down to meet Cernovich at the big hotel downtown for breakfast this morning, and I couldn't pay for my own valet, parked it right up front, high-fiving white men, black men, old women, you name it, Indians running over, saying, Trump, he's battling Islam. I was like, yeah. I was just mobbed. Whoa, yeah, oh, yeah. Now I should go down there and just show you a video of it. Boy, I'm sure having a bad time. Oh, high five. Whoa, 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 whoa. The enemy media that's lied to everybody over and over again is now saying I am the devil. They have a talking point to play when we come back. On CNN, on Fox, on MSNBC, on all the channels saying, no one should interview him. He is pure evil. And they'll cut to the next guest. Now, I'm more liberal. I say, you know, we interview child molesters and murderers and dictators. So, you know, he's worse than them. But he's, and then Stilted, Brian Stilted says of CNN, he says, but Jones is viral. He's dangerous. That's right, isn't it? That it's true. Because you do look like Humpty Dumpty. You do look like a three-year-old acting tough. You are a big, fat, lying joke. Look like you have little peg teeth that are like, you know, on a pig's mouth or something, like a little peg toy. I'm sorry. You're a joke. You actually think you're manly and powerful and smart reading off teleprompters. You're a fool. But you are who CNN thinks is impressive and who CNN thinks will get the word out and how great this is all going to be. It's amazing. MSM is collapsing, but during the Trump revolution the last 8 months, it's gone up a little bit from its all-time low because it's interesting again to tune in because we really have a real president that's cut taxes or is moving to do that by cutting the regulations that has cut taxes and who is trying to get more jobs back into the country and killing Obamacare and killing the TPP and killing the carbon tax that only we have to pay. And so I know you're mad there's $3 trillion in the stock market and there's hope again in jobs. And I know you're upset that, you know, some of the illegal aliens and jihadists can't get in. But the good news is the globalists are upset because Trump really is trying to be president. We're going to come back with all the clips. Stay with us. Spread the word. We're live countering the MSM lie machine.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. The was not cut.
Segment should not air on NBC. Why?
Well, I think that covering people like Alex Jones is important. I should make that clear at the outset. I think that the rise of these people who foment hate and spew lies is important to our culture. It's obviously tapping into something that's happening in America. I just think the context in which this coverage takes place is really important. And if you were to tell me that NBC were doing an hour-long white paper, so to speak, or an hour-long documentary on the rise of this kind of disinformation media empires, I would say that's great. You know, we should definitely take a hard look at that and what has brought it about and what has made it such a really scary part of the media landscape. These are really important things to cover, and some people are doing a great job of getting out there and covering it. I don't think giving Alex Jones 15 or 16 minutes to simply spin his views and to spin his media image is the way in which to attack this. And as I wrote the other day, Megyn Kelly has not proven herself to be the kind of dog interviewer that would be able to make a meal of this. I just don't see it.
That's interesting that maybe she is not the right person to be in this position interviewing this conspiracy theorist. Charlie, what do you say on that?
I think that, you know, there's a good case to be made that that's true, especially from what we've seen in the lead up to all of this.
Okay.
But I think that there's this sort of dangerous argument right now that there should be, you know, people on a list that can't be given a platform. And I think that that is part of sort of an old media argument.
Don't think
that sort of
does.
Cover your ears. Don't hear it. Don't
suggest that the media are gatekeepers and sort of, you know, have to vet who people can see. And I think that ignores the fact that Alex Jones has a huge platform and he's very influential. And there's this whole thing happening online and over his terrestrial radio stations that, I you know, we need to talk about as a country, and normal people need to know about.
That's exactly what Kelly and her boss, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack, said to me a few days ago. They said, hey, terrorists and child molesters and serial killers have been interviewed on television. What's different about this hate monger, this conspiracy theorist? I wonder if what's different, Charlie, is that the country feels very anxious right now, obviously very divided.
Like a CNN saying, kill everybody and kill the president.
There's a virus. There's maybe a fear of spreading that virus more fully on a big network like the National Broadcasting Company.
And I think that's sort of where Mo and I are kind of agreeing on our arguments, which is that there's a way to interview him, and there's a way to be just, you know, very intense and to really take him to task and to go at.
And hey, we don't know. We haven't seen the full interview yet.
Exactly.
I suspect that if there had been that moment, that stunning moment, that NBC would have released it as a preview. But we don't know. We have to see the full interview.
All right. For this segment, the next, and for Riding Shotgun the next few hours, Mike Cernovich is here. We've got, of course, Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's worked with the CIA, State Department, best-selling author, researcher, helped with the Camp David Accords, you name it. That's what the president is this weekend. Doesn't need an introduction. I wanted to get his take on this. He's a smart guy. He doesn't buy into what happened reportedly there in Newtown. I personally can't prove it one or the other, so I'm just going to say heart goes out to the families, and I believe it happened. Taking the American people's guns won't make us safe. Letting jihadis in to do it won't keep us safe, doing all this. But that's a separate issue. They are caught red-handed lying about this interview. We have the tape of her saying it wouldn't be on these subjects. Even MSM admits she's been very, very disingenuous. They say they're re-editing it to make it even more vicious. She's called me despicable, all these horrible names. Well, she's totally duplicitous then, because she's on the phone, you know, basically coming on to me. I mean, she is like pouring it on like she was trying to sell me a timeshare or trying to get me to buy a lap dance. I mean, whatever it was. So, Dr. Steve Pachinik, why is the MSM so hysterical for 2 weeks? Because I don't even want InfoWars to be the top story. It's kind of creepy at a level, but it also makes me think, why are they so weak? What are they flipping out about? And then is it true what a lot of people are saying, that Megyn Kelly and NBC have already lost this, no matter how much they edit this piece that's coming up in an hour and 20 minutes?
Alex, I have been waiting 14 years for somebody stupid enough to come in and try to manipulate a interview with you from the mainstream media. And let me tell you why. Every one of those journalists, including the people on BuzzFeed, he got it close enough. But the woman on Variety, which is a lousy paper anyway, I worked in Hollywood. You don't have to listen to the stupidity. But here's the issue. The issue is very simple. You are a master of psychological operations. They don't understand it. They don't get it. Mainstream media never understood it. They thought that they could pander to an individual. That's their standard operating procedure. And then they could literally fillet them verbally, almost what she did. You know, you're great. You're wonderful. I want to get to know you, and I want to be able to show you and the full extent of who you are. Absurd. At the same time, she had no idea that you were that capable, that clever, and also you had become a master of psyops. This is not just a hobby for you. You are a master of letting her come in. You allowed her to keep talking. You never revealed your hand. Then you controlled the dialogue, even though she felt she was in control. And because of her narcissism, because she felt she was in control of anything when she was in control of nothing, she felt she could create the outcome of this interview in a way that portrayed you in the light that NBC had wanted. What they did was to damage their credibility, to damage the Peacock, to damage everything that MSNBC stands for, as well as NBC. I've worked with NBC in the past. Les Moonves, I knew about Zucker. Bob Greenblatt is now head of this station. He should be fired. 15 million should be thrown out. She should be fired. If I were Comcast, I would fire the entire NBC entertainment staff for the stupidity that they undertook.
Okay, but I don't want to put too good a face on this because she did interview me for 2 hours in a hot box. So I didn't be able to edit together and look like hell. But still, why are the execs calling this a disaster and panicking? Because, I mean, I know you think this is a big defeat for them, but I just want to really look at this coldly. Because I just tried to protect myself. I knew she was lying. I intended to expose it once she put out the lie. I didn't know, though, that they were, like, betting the farm on it. This is like pre-war invasion-level propaganda. I mean, this is on every channel in the country for 2 weeks, foaming at the mouth. And then, now they're all panicking and freaking out, and then everybody's saying it's a big defeat. Quite frankly, I'm not the master of psychological operations. I don't know why the wicked are fleeing when none pursue. I don't get the freak out. They're going to go on there and have parents saying I basically killed their kids and, you know, all this other sad stuff, or that I don't care about their kids.
The truth of the matter is, number one, they never took the time, they being either Megyn Kelly, Greenblatt, or anybody in the NBC network, to study who Alex Jones was, to understand his modus operandi, to understand how many people he had on the staff, to understand what issues he picks and which issues he doesn't pick. I've always known one thing about Alex Jones. He is capable of being sarcastic. He is capable of telling the truth. He's capable of combining fiction with fact, but you have to be able to titrate the fact in order to address the issue. They have none of those capabilities. What I'm saying to you today is not that it was just a grand victory on your part. It was a major defeat on the part of NBC.
Oh, I agree. They ran off the cliff, because I just want to be clear here. Come on. It's you on the show. It's all other guests like Cernovich. It's everybody. I mean, it's InfoWars family they're afraid of.
I understand, but the reason we went to that family, the reason I've been on ABC, I've been on NBC, I've been on all the stations, but it's a standard format. It didn't work. It didn't work for 9/11. It didn't work for the past 14, 15 years. But I happened to have been lucky enough to find an Alex Jones, and he in turn found me. And what happened is we've created, along with others, what's called the alternative media. The only thing the mainstream media can talk about is that we're racist. We're not. That we're, we're propagating hate, which we're not. We're propagating war, which we haven't, which we've uncovered conspiracies, which are in fact conspiracies, because I work in the intelligence community. I'm still working with the intelligence community. They can't deny it. Yet not one of their individuals, not one of their sycophants could come up and say intelligently, how does this monitor what happens in the intelligence world, in the world of military operations, in the world of cognitive?
All right, stay there. Got to go to break, but we're come back and have Cernovich come in with some questions. I just want to ask you, what comes next? What are you expecting from this piece that's going to air in about an hour and 15 minutes?
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Relentlessly trying to get my butt in trouble, I'll tell you that. We can all sit around joking about this. I mean, we walked in a restaurant today. Everybody was looking. It was like, it's a job we got to do. Like, because they were saying, I'm the devil. But the thing is, most of the public isn't buying it. It's crazy. I want to ask Dr. Pachinik in closing, and he can come back later in the week for longer. I appreciate him joining us about where he sees this going. But we should tell folks we're 47 minutes into this live transmission. We're going for 4 hours, about an hour and 15 minutes. Kelly's show starts. I think they'll tentpole it. I think the middle of the broadcast will be the demonization piece. It's only 11 minutes long. Then we'll analyze it. And then I'm going to decide whether I'm going to, you know, which parts of the audio I'm going to release. Because mainly I think I'm going to take the clips where they lie. But that's some work. You got to then go find the places where they cut the two pieces together to show what they did, which we saw that they did in the promo. So, Mike Cernovich, how important is it for listeners and viewers to be part of the info war right now on Facebook, on Google, on Twitter, to share the live video feeds on Facebook, on Twitter, and create a Twitter storm with the hashtag you came up with?
Yeah, so the hashtag of the day is Jones v. Kelly, because this is the big heavyweight fight. As the great guest noted, NBC did not know what they were getting into. This is the Super Bowl of media. Everybody that I've heard from in media go, this is like everybody wanted to watch Pelley versus Cernovich. Now everybody wants to watch Jones versus Kelly. It is a fight, and it's a fight for your survival.
I was just telling him to move the camera over more on you. That's all I was doing. I'm giving secret hand signals. We don't have teleprompters, but I give hand signals. I was telling him to move the camera more that way. Go ahead. Sorry.
Exactly. So Jones v. Kelly is the hashtag. Share it live. This is going to be a historic moment and unprecedented. Why? We will be live reacting. I got this idea, actually, because Joe Rogan does those fight companions. And, you know, four or five guys will watch the fight, and they'll just kind of hang out. And people love that kind of stuff. And I go, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? We live react. Why don't we maybe open a bottle of wine, relax, get a big panel in, and we can...
Well, I did buy a bottle of champagne. I'm not a big drinker, but I bought a bottle of champagne, and I'll let you guys decide. If we think that... Yeah, it blew up in her face. Well, she's going to be horribly edited. Then we'll have the champagne.
It's going to be horribly edited. But again, the message is, for example, you issued that wonderful, heartfelt Father's Day message to the family of the Newtown family.
That we're going
to
play next hour.
And the left-wing media is already saying that that was callous of you to do it. So those people can never be reached and are never going to be happy. But the Patriots in America, so we were in Austin, which is actually a liberal town. We went to breakfast this morning. And everybody's smiling. Alex, I'm a big fan. Somebody who worked in the kitchen actually told his wife, who was one of the waitresses there, go tell Alex, go say hi. Oh, my God, we're so excited for Megyn Kelly. Now, my belief, here's the bigger thing. I don't care about the editing thing. I feel like Megyn Kelly used you and that you are legitimizing her by giving her an audience that she doesn't deserve. How do you answer that accusation, Alex?
Well, come on. I'm just an archetype of the alternative emerging media and the fall of the dinosaurs. But certainly, her show was tanking. Even Putin wouldn't get the ratings up. So they thought they had this huge event, demonized me in the process, say things I didn't say out of context. She was meeting with the Newtown people the whole time. We checked their tweets. They were always going to be on the show. She is so disingenuous. I can't believe she thought that we were this dumb. Really, the story is not how smart we are. It's how dumb they are. But it's almost scary, Dr. Pachinik, that, you know, as we see their system rotting, that they seem to be only more arrogant. Where do you see this going?
I think what Mike said is correct. This is the Super Bowl of information warfare. This is the moment that we have looked for besides Hillary Clinton's demise. And this is coming now into the demise pretty much of NBC. I think, although Mike has a point, that you may have increased the ratings for Megyn Kelly.
The reality
is Megyn Kelly is finished. So is Bob Greenblatt. So is Comcast. There will be a lot of traders like me tomorrow on the stock market shorting Comcast. We'll be shorting GE. We'll be shorting a lot of the companies that are involved in this type of major entertainment, including Disney. So what you're doing is, without realizing, you're affecting the stock markets and the value of these companies. If I were the CEO of Comcast, I would immediately fire Greenblatt. I'd immediately fire Megyn Kelly. The issue of Sandy Hook is only relevant to people like me because we knew this was a false flag. I knew Eric Holder had lied. I knew he had given them what we call Project Longevity, $50 million. I knew that the building was empty, that it was asbestos. I knew Governor Dan Malloy, an Irish Catholic moron, had no idea how to run the state. And in fact, not only had he not run the state properly, he is now in bankruptcy. All the hedge fund owners, who I know a lot of them because I worked on Wall Street, left down to Miami thanks to Dan Malloy and Sandy Hook. So every one of these paid parents, whoever they may be, are totally, totally disingenuous. That's not your problem. That's
Let me stop you. I know there's big charities involved and all the rest of it. The media, not the parents, are acting like I somehow did this. All I know is they've staged fake things before. I'm not even getting into this. They're hanging it around my neck, though, when the world didn't believe the media. The problem is the world didn't believe Obama and the media. That shows they don't have credibility because they've lied so much. That's their problem, not ours.
And that's the real story here, too, is that there's because I, for example, do believe that Sandy Hook actually happened, more or less, as is reported. Now, whether or not the Saudis, the Soros, or somebody paid somebody to go in and kill the kids or whatever as part of their takeover, that could be who funded it, who funded that operation, just like the Saudis funded 9/11 and made that happen. 9/11, I believe, happened also. But the bigger question is, why is it that so few people trust the news? Because the news is, they faked footage in the war in Iraq. they talked about the Kuwaiti, you know, the Iraqi soldiers throwing babies out of the incubator. So the real story here is that a lot of people don't believe what the news is reporting, even when it's
exactly. Let me ask Pushkin this, because he's going to leave in a moment, but that's a great point. It's okay for us not to believe official events and question them and then have our views, change views, whatever. Since when is, I mean, as you heard earlier on CNN, that I'm worse than child molesters and killers. Tom Brokaw came up and said, I am an unalloyed racist. That means complete racist. And then showed no proof. That's fake news. Since when do they say the FBI director, former director, never said that Trump said, you know, try to stop the investigation? When we have the two videos of him saying it, they lie. Let me ask Pachinik that. I mean, have you noticed or do you agree that their lying has actually intensified? What does that signify?
Well, it's what I said for a long time. I happen to know Tom Brokaw. I was on his show. He's not the most competent interviewer. He's now an older man who lives in Montana. So what you're seeing is literally the end of a Tom Brokaw, the end of Dan Rather, the end of Megyn Kelly. It's what we've been talking about for a long time, the demise of mainstream media. That doesn't mean that they have the protection of the First Amendment or any other amendment. That means that as a business, they are finished. The New York Times is finished. Washington Post is finished. Whether you agree or you don't agree, what happened was the New York Times never was able to delve into the issue of 9/11. It happens that I know it was a false flag because the guys involved were responsible to me. So CIA had to report it, and my military intelligence had to report it to me, and several others. So that wasn't a conjecture. Whether you believe it or not.
No, we know the attack happened, but there are obviously criminal elements working that were working.
Yeah, but that's the broader point is that, you know, it's important to have these conversations, and with that's what the media loses sight of. Is they won't say, for example, hey, Mike Cernovich believes Sandy Hook happened as described, but yet he'll talk to somebody who maybe disagrees.
I think Mike's point is correct. Mike has hit it right on the head. We don't have a dialogue. Within here, the three of us may not agree, but we've always been in concert in believing the right to disagree.
Well, let's expand on that. Emblematic is last year when Cuomo on a CNN show said, I'm allowed to look at WikiLeaks. You can't. You'll be arrested if you do. I'll tell you what's in them. And then they wouldn't tell you. That is a joke there. Dr. Pachinik, closing comments, and thanks for joining us.
Well, let me show you what's a greater joke. When I go on the Internet, Google tells me what to say, what not to say. Then they tell me how much money I can or cannot make. I warn the founders of Google, whom I know from Stanford, that if they continue this illicit practice, there will be anonymous retribution for this. You cannot control the media.
They won't let me type cuss words on my iPhone.
Well, it's not only that. They literally do not like, and they tell me outright that I can't talk about political issues, so I won't be reimbursed. So once you get into my pocket and you get into my thinking, this is where America identifies with me, with Mike, with Alex Jones, with Stone. You can't get into the business of manipulating our lives, our thoughts, and our money. Once you do that, it's irrelevant who you
make.
That's
right. Thank you, Dr. Pachinik. Let's talk soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it is so interesting, too, because the idea that, you know, again, I believe Sandy Hook happened, right? He doesn't. It's okay. We can still talk. We don't have to shut people down.
Well, they certainly use it to blame gun owners that hadn't had any part in it.
Well, yeah.
It's being used by Bloomberg as this big offensive. But listen, going to break, let me just say this. Next hour has regular radio ads / TV. But then when that's over, two more hours at least of live coverage during Megyn Kelly. So in 1 hour, her show starts. We'll have it up on the screen there. We'll show you the promos they're airing. Live time, we'll analyze it for you here. And then we'll take calls, have a bunch of guests on after that. But the big thing is, let them know there's a First Amendment. Don't let them set the president and try to shut the show down. Spread the links. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, Just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.